أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين. وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Welcome to another episode of our tafsir page by page. Inshallah ta'ala, today we're on page 131, which is in the 7th juz, Surah Al-An'am. In the previous episode, we spoke about how those people who turn away from Allah Azza wa Jal are not willing to accept the testimony of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or His revelation, or what was sent to His prophets and messengers alayhim salatu wassalam. But instead, they wish to attribute or ascribe lies to Allah Azza wa Jal by saying that there are gods that are worthy of worship besides Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or they deny the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal, and therefore, again, His right to be worshipped alone, Jalla fi ula. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the believers are those who absolve themselves and free themselves from shirk, and they turn to the testimony of Allah that He alone is worthy of being worshipped. As for those who take the testimony of others and therefore worship that which is besides Allah Azza wa Jal, those are the people who are the most oppressive, because they deny Allah and they deny the message of Allah and they deny the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also they ascribe to Allah Azza wa Jal lies. Those are the people that will be gathered on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and they will be resurrected, and Allah Azza wa Jal will command that they bring forth their partners, their gods that they worship besides Allah Azza wa Jal, as partners besides Him. And they won't be able to do so because none will respond to their call. None will respond to their invitation. No one will come forth to help them or to assist them or to guide them or to save them on that day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when they see that, the disbelievers themselves will deny that they ever committed shirk. Allah says, see how they ascribe lies to their own selves. They lived a life of shirk, and now on the day of judgment, when it is time to account, they deny that they ever committed shirk. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who come to the Prophet of Allah and listen to his words, from amongst them are those who are not sincere. So Allah has covered their hearts, covered their ears, covered their eyes. They're not able to seek guidance because they don't want guidance. They're not able to find the truth because they don't want to seek the truth. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they instead prevent people from coming to Allah's guidance and hearing His words, just as they themselves prefer to stay away from it. From the verses that we're going to begin with today, which is verse 27 of Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now speak about those people when they come to stand on the Day of Judgment, on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If you could only see when they are made to stand before the fire, how they will say, if only we could be sent back, we will not reject the revelations of our Lord, but be amongst the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if only you could see, وَلَوْ تَرَى. And this is you seeing, meaning imagine, or know that on that day when they will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and they will be made to call upon their gods and lords besides Allah, and none will respond to them. So they will know the reality of their situation, and they will know that they are destined for the fire. إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. And they will be made to stand before it, meaning that this is your abode. This is your final destination. This is the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal that you denied, that you used to ridicule and mock, that you used to claim doesn't even exist. This is now your abode for all of eternity. فَقَالُوا. When they see that and they realize that, they will say, يَا لَيْتَنَا. Woe to us. Meaning that they will have remorse and regret upon that stage, or at that stage and at that time. يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They will say, woe to us, if only we could be sent back. We will not reject the revelations of our Lord, but be from amongst the believers. So they will have remorse and they will have regret, but it will be on a day on which remorse and regret will not benefit anyone. And that is why they are different to the believers, because the believers are those people who in this dunya, they have remorse and regret, and they make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because that is what tawbah is. Tawbah, one of its main pillars and aspects and conditions, is that you show remorse and regret that you regret the sins that you committed, that you show true, sincere remorse before Allah Azza wa Jal. That yes, you did wrong, and you know that you did wrong. So you turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, and you turn to Allah Azza wa Jal regretting that you followed the path of shaitan over and above the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you make istighfar, and you seek the forgiveness and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you make tawbah, and you ask Allah to repent upon you, and that Allah forgives you for your sins. Whereas those Muslims who in this life don't make tawbah from their sins, they are always under the threat of punishment of Allah, even on Yawm al-Qiyamah. They won't stay in the fire for eternity, but they are under the threat of the punishment of Allah. Why? Because they didn't show that expression, or they didn't express that show of emotion, that show of remorse and regret. And so Allah Azza wa Jal loves the people of tawbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those people who frequently repent, because they show remorse and regret at a time and a place where there is something that you can do about it. At a time and a place when that remorse and regret and tawbah will benefit you. And that is why the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of the children of Adam commit mistakes and sins, but the best of those who commit frequent sins are those who frequently make tawbah. Because your whole life is going to be full of sin, or there's going to be numerous sins that you commit. But the ones who are best are those who show that consistent and continuous remorse and regret and make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal. These people, they didn't do that in the dunya. So now on Yawm al-Qiyamah, alongside their disbelief, they will stand before Allah and they will say, if only we didn't reject the prophets, if only we had not rejected the message of Allah, if only we had not rejected the revelations of Allah, if only we could now go back to the dunya, start again. Oh Allah, you would see that we wouldn't reject anything. We wouldn't deny anything. We would believe and we would be from the people of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, refuting this in verse number 28, بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. No, the truth they used to hide will become all clear to them. Even if they could be brought back, they would only return to the very things that was the very thing that was forbidden to them. They are such liars. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the truth that they used to hide will be all clear to them. Meaning that in their hearts, all that there was evil. They only wanted to do as they pleased in the dunya, to follow their temptations and desires, to follow the path of shaitan and the whisperings of shaitan, because that was more pleasing to them and to their souls and their desires. And they turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now on Yawm al-Qiyamah they make this claim, oh Allah, send us back, and if you do, you will see that we will accept and we will believe. Allah Azza wa Jal says, no, they won't. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. That if they were to be brought back, they would only return to the very thing that was forbidden to them, meaning their shirk, because they were liars. So those people, if they were to turn back or return back to the dunya, despite having seen Allah, seen Yawm al-Qiyamah, seen the fire and the signs, they still wouldn't accept Iman, because their hearts are corrupt and evil. And so they would find a way, or the temptations of the dunya and shaitan would overcome them, or they would find a way of rationalizing it in their own, using their own faulty logic. They would use a way to say that this again was some type of sorcery, or it was a dream, or it was a vision, whatever it may be, and they will use and find a way to turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Because those people who are sincere in this life will find guidance the first time. They will find Allah Azza wa Jal the first time. They will find Islam the first time. And those people who leave the dunya without having found it, then those people will never have accepted guidance. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal gives to people time. Gives to them time. Gives to them the ability to seek guidance. Gives to them the ability to find the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't punish immediately, but He gives respite, and He is patient, and He is forbearing subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that people cannot come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and say, oh Allah, I didn't have enough time. You didn't give me the opportunity and the ability and the chance to believe. And so Allah Azza wa Jal is fair and just with all of His creation. And that is why, as we know from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that those people who didn't have the ability to receive guidance, maybe someone didn't have the mental capacity to understand, they were ill from the moment that they were born, never had the ability or the capacity to understand. Or those people who came and lived at a time when no prophet or message reached them. They lived in a far off corner of the earth. No one came to them. No message reached them. Or maybe they were people who according to some scholars, the youngsters from the people of the non-Muslims, their children who die in childbirth or die at a young age, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best what they will do. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that these people and their likes will be tested by Allah Azza wa Jalla on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. They will have their own test because their time in the dunya finished. On Yawm Al-Qiyamah, Allah is just to them because no message came to them or they didn't have the ability to comprehend the message. So Allah will test them on Yawm Al-Qiyamah in a way that He determines subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who are pure and sincere will always take guidance when the opportunity comes to them. But those people who reject will never seek guidance even if they were to see all of the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is something which we know from the stories of the prophets. Doesn't Allah Azza wa Jal tell us about Pharaoh and others who saw sign after sign after sign from Allah Azza wa Jal? Did they accept? It wasn't that they rejected the first sign and accepted the second, or rejected two and accepted the third. Many, many signs came to them and they rejected them all. Some of them, major signs from Allah Azza wa Jal. But even so, they rejected it. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal says, rather what they used to think, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 29, وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. They said, there is nothing beyond our life in this world, we shall not be raised from the dead. Meaning they never accepted resurrection on the day of judgment in the first place. So why would they work towards it? Why would they prepare for it? Why would they spend their lives living in accordance to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal if they fear no retribution, they fear no resurrection, they fear no accounting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is why one of the greatest things that inspires or motivates the Muslim to do good and urges them to turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal is this aspect of Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Of belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. How often does the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say in his hadith, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir," whosoever believes in Allah and the last day. And that's because the mu'min, the believer, knows that they will stand before Allah, knows that they will be questioned by Allah, knows that all of their deeds will be held to account before Allah Azza wa Jal. And so when you're going to be accounted and questioned and judged, you prepare for that judgment. Just as you would in this life, if you have a court date, someone's made an accusation against you, you have to go to court and stand before a judge and you have to be judged and accounted for. You're going to prepare, you're going to hire your solicitors and lawyers, you're going to get your paperwork in order, you're going to find your witnesses, your statements, your testimonies, and you're going to have all of that prepared so that when you stand before the judge, you can present your case. So likewise, the believer knows that they will stand before Allah, that Allah will question them, that Allah will hold them to account. So why then will they not prepare for that day? Why won't they prepare for that standing before Allah Azza wa Jal? And that is why when the Bedouin man came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah, when is the hour? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, and what have you prepared for it? Meaning even if the hour was to come today or tomorrow or next year or in 100 years or 1,000 years from now, what is your preparation for that day? That's what you do. You prepare from now for that standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they denied resurrection. So therefore, they denied or they didn't use their time wisely in the dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse number 30, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ قَالَ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ وَرَبِّنَا قَالَ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. If you could only see when they are made to stand before their Lord, how He will say, is this not real? They will say, yes, indeed, by our Lord. He will say, then taste the torment for having disbelieved. These are the people who denied the resurrection. Allah Azza wa Jal says that this thing that they denied, that they said it's only the life of this world, we will die, there is nothing after it. Allah Azza wa Jal says, then remember that they will stand before their Lord. And if you could only see when they are made to stand before their Lord on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, and they will be asked, Allah will ask them, أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ, isn't this real? That which you denied, that which you said would never take place, isn't this happening right now? Isn't this the new reality that you're in? قَالُوا بَلَى. They will say, yes, O our Lord, وَرَبِّنَا. O our Lord, we agree, we attest that this is real. They will have to accept it. That day, their denial of Yawm Al-Qiyamah will not benefit them. Their denial of Jannah and Jahannam will not benefit them. Their denial of resurrection will not benefit them. So Allah Azza wa Jalla will say to them, قَالَ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Then taste the torment for having disbelieved. That which you rejected, that is now real, you will taste the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla for having disbelieved in that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse number 31, قد خسر الذين كذبوا بلقاء الله حتى إذا جاءتهم الساعة بغتة قالوا يا حسرتنا على ما فرطنا فيها وهم يحملون أوزارهم على ظهورهم ألا ساء ما يزرون. Lost indeed are those who deny the meeting with their Lord, until when the hour suddenly arrives they will say, alas for us that we disregarded this. They will bear their burdens on their backs. How terrible those burdens will be. These are the people who will suffer the most loss. Those people who think that this life is all there is. There is nothing after it. There is no resurrection or accounting. So they live their life according to their desires and their whims. They don't worship Allah. They don't obey the commands of Allah. They don't stay away from the prohibitions of Allah. They don't heed the words and the reminders and warnings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those people will suffer the most loss because they denied the meeting with Allah Azza wa Jal and the resurrection. But then the hour will come upon them suddenly. And the hour is Yawm al-Qiyamah. But for each and every single individual upon the earth, their hour is also their death. Because once death comes upon them, that is the hour that has been established upon them. There is no recourse for them now to come back and do more in the dunya. Hatta idha ja'atuhum sa'atu baghta. So then when the hour arrives upon them suddenly, they will say, Ya hasratana ala ma farratna fiha. They will say, alas for us that we disregarded this. They will have remorse and regret that they allowed all of their life to pass by. The many years and decades that they spent upon this earth, and they didn't benefit from that time. They didn't accumulate good deeds. They didn't accumulate iman and worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. They will have remorse, but as we said at the beginning of this episode, on that day, that remorse will not benefit them. No benefit will come as a result of that remorse on Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَهُمْ يَحْمِلُونَ أَوْزَارَهُمْ عَلَىٰ ظُهُورِهِمْ Allah says, but rather they will bear the burdens on their backs, the burdens of their shirk and of their kufr, and their disbelief and their sins and their oppression and their mocking of the religion and turning away from Allah Azza wa Jal. That's what they will bear upon their backs, meaning the burdens of their sins. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِيرُونَ How evil is that which they bear. Those burdens that they bear, their evil sins, how evil they are and how harmful they will be to them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. In verse number 32, Allah Azza wa Jalla then speaks about the reality of the dunya. And he says, because these people reject the akhirah, for them it's all about the dunya, all about its comforts and joys and blessings. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ In verse 32, the life of this world is nothing but a game and a distraction. The home in the hereafter is best for those who are aware of Allah. Why will you then not understand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the reality of the dunya as opposed to the reality of the akhirah. The reality of the dunya is that it is all game and destruction, all play and jest and destruction for your bodies, for your hearts, for everything. It is a distraction from Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is game and jest in terms of the people following their desires and following everything that they want. And that is why there are people who cheat in this game, who do evil in this game, who oppress in this game, who do everything in this game, but it is temporary. And that is the reality of the dunya. And so the one who has taqwa and iman and belief in Allah Azza wa Jal knows that it is something which is passing by, temporary, something which is finite. And so therefore, why would you expend all of your energy in something that is by its very nature corrupt and problematic when there is another life that is eternal and blessed and pure, and there is only truth and justice and peace in it, and there is the life of the hereafter. So the sensible one, the mature, intelligent one, is the one who works for what is permanent, even if they have to sacrifice what is temporary. And the one who doesn't have that level of intelligence or maturity, the one who doesn't have iman and belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, will give preference to what is temporary, and they will sacrifice what is permanent. Even though as humans we know that sometimes you have to work for your retirement, for your old age, for something that may take 5, 10, 15 years to build as a career or a business. You work for that because you can see the end game. But the problem is the shaitan distracts the people, the humans, from the greater end game, and that is the end game of the akhirah. And so he then makes them only busy themselves in the dunya, in this play and jest and distraction from the akhirah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse number 33, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ We know well that they, whether what they say grieves you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is not you that they disbelieve in, rather they reject Allah's revelations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would become harmed, and he would become saddened, and he would be perturbed by the way that his people will respond to him, what they would say, the ridicule, the mocking, the jesting, the making fun of his religion, the calling of names. These are things that would harm the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The fact that they would turn away from the worship of Allah azza wa jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here consoles his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says to him that all of that which they do on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's not because of you that they do this. Because you as an individual, as a person, they used to love and respect before Islam. They used to call you trustworthy. They used to call you honest. They used to ask you to come and arbitrate in their affairs. They used to attest to you good character and virtue. They used to know you as a man of integrity and honesty. But as soon as you brought the message of Allah, that's when they turned against you. So it's not you that they have a problem with as an individual. You're from their family. You're related to them. You're from their tribe. You have blood relations with them. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَشْحَدُونَ But what they truly reject are the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal and the revelation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal then says in verse number 34.
وَلَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا وَأُوذُوا حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا وَلَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكَ مِن نَبَإِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ
Other messengers were disbelieved in before you, and they bore their rejection and persecution steadfastly until our aid arrived. No one can alter God's promises or Allah's promises and words. You have already received accounts of those messengers. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are not the first of the prophets and messengers, nor the first to be rejected and denied from amongst them. And those prophets that came before you had to be patient and steadfast from the harm that they received, the rejection that they found. They had to be patient and steadfast until Allah Azza wa Jal, even though they were harmed and persecuted, until Allah Azza wa Jal's aid came, until Allah's promise came. And Allah's promises never change. What is the promise of Allah? That Allah would always help the believers, that Allah would always help the people of Iman, that Allah would always grant them victory either in this life or the next, or in both. And so the believer is always with the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, read those stories of the prophets. We've given to you their stories. Go through the lives of them and see how they were steadfast and patient. So likewise for us, we should also read the stories of the prophets, and especially the story of our own Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the story of the companions radiallahu anhu ajma'een, and that which they suffered and the patience that they showed, and how Allah's promise was made true to them. In the final verse in today's episode, verse 35, Allah Azza wa Jalla then says,
وَإِنْ كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكَ إِعْرَاضُهُمْ فَإِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ تَبْتَغِيَ نَفَقًا وَإِنْ كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكَ إِعْرَاضُهُمْ فَإِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ تَبْتَغِيَ نَفَقًا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ سُلَّمًا فِي السَّمَاءِ فَتَأْتِيَهُمْ بِآيَةٍ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَمَعَهُمْ عَلَى الْهُدَى فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ
If you find rejection by the disbelievers so hard to bear, then seek a tunnel into the ground or a ladder into the sky if you can, and bring them a sign. Allah could bring them all to guidance if it were His will. So do not join the ignorant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if this is something which you cannot bear in terms of being patient upon their rejection and their harm, then do what you can in terms of seeking to tunnel into the earth or to go into the heavens and the sky, and to bring to them a sign from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal by which they would believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that Allah Azza wa Jal is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you should be a person of patience and steadfastness and not be so preoccupied by their rejection, because your goal and your job and your role is only to convey the message. Guidance is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and had Allah willed, He could have guided them all. But they wanted to be misguided. They chose the path of rejection and denial, and they turned away from Allah and His messengers and His revelations. And so don't be from amongst the people of ignorance. And so here Allah Azza wa Jal is giving this consolation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the rejection of these people is in essence the rejection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of some individual like the prophets and messengers that were sent to them. In fact, many, or if not all, of the prophets and messengers that were sent to their nations were people who were respected and honored,
by their people before they came with the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. But it is Allah that they deny and they reject. And so when they do so, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them to account and will punish them for that on Yawmul Qiyamah. And with that we come to the end of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.